Okay, we're ready to resume. This is June 15th, 2015. June 15th, 2015. We could do some reading now. Reading is more interesting than grammar. Okay, so we go to page 147. Ming Jie Fasha, where is it? Okay, she'll come. Okay, so I'll read and you read after me. We have a little story. So, Atite,
Atite,
Jambudipe,
Jambudipe,
Ajitarate,
Ajitarate,
Eko Gopalako Vasi,
Eko Gopalako Vasi.
Okay, so Atite means, what case is it?
Located?
Right. No, no. I mean, it means the past, but what case?
Locative.
Locative. In the past. Jambudipa is Yenfu Ti?
Yeah.
Yenfu Ti. That's the name of the Indian subcontinent. Mm. And what case? Jambudipa? Hai Tian?
Locative.
Right, it's a locative. In Jambudipa, Ajita Rate. Rate means country. Ajita is the name of the country. What case, Carolyn?
Locative.
Right, so we have three locatives. So in the past, in India, in the Ajita country, Eko Gopalako Vasi. So Eko is one, or we could say Gopalaka is a cowherd, somebody who takes care of cows. And Vasi is the verb and what form of the verb is this? What? Right. Aorist, or past tense. It means lived. So in the past, in Jambudipa, in the Ajita country, one cowherd lived. Okay. Tasagehe.
Tasagehe.
Eko Pacheka Budo.
Eko Pacheka Budo.
Ni Baddang Bunjati. So, Tasagehe means in his house, a Pacheka Buddha is Pija 4? Pija 4, or Yuan 4. So, it's a kind of enlightened one. Sometimes we call it the solitary enlightened one. Nibaddang is an indeclinable, which means always or regularly. Bunjati. This is a present tense, but it's used to show continuous action, even though it takes place in the past. So he ate. So there was one Pacheka Buddha who would always eat in his house. Tasmin gehe,
Eko
kukuro,
Eko kukuro,
cha ahosi,
cha ahosi.
So in his house, there was one kukura is a dog. So the cowherd had a dog. Then Pacheka Budo Bunjanto,
Pacheka Budo Bunjanto.
Tasa nibaddang.
Tasa nibaddang.
Ekang bhattapindang adasi.
Ekang bhattapindang adasi.
Okay, so what grammatical form is bunjanto?
Present participle.
If we wanted to say this in another way, how would we say it? Instead of saying bunjanto, what else could you say? Right, bunjamano.
I'm a little confused. Is it a coward that has that eats by himself, or is it the Pacheco Buddha that eats by himself?
By himself.
Or eats in his house, I should say.
No, it's the Pacheco Buddha that eats in the cowherd's house.
Oh, okay.
Because the cowherd would be offering the meal to the Pacheco Buddha. Okay, so Pacheco Buddha. So when the Pacheco Buddha was eating, tassa means to him, it's referring to the dog, nibbadang, often, frequently, ekang bhatta pindang. Pinda is a piece, and bhatta is the food. Adasi is what form of the verb?
Aorist.
What does it mean?
Gave.
Yeah, so it's based on the verb dati, to give. So the aorist adasi gave. So when the Pacheco Buddha was eating, he often gave a piece of food to him, to the dog. Then, so tena Pacheco Buddha. Sinehang akasi.
Sinehang akasi.
Here the word tena, sometimes it means by him, but sometimes it means, it has a causal sense, because of that. Here it means because of that. So because of that, he, the dog, then we have sinehung, means affection, and akasi is the aorist of the verb karoti, which means to make. So literally, and then Pacheco Buddha is what case?
Locative.
So it's in the Pacheco Buddha. In English, we would say affection for somebody. But in Pali, one has affection in somebody, in relation to somebody. So because of that, he, the dog, made affection in relation to the Pacheco Buddha. That's very literal. In normal English, we would say, because of that, the dog developed affection for the Pacheco Buddha, or the dog felt affection for the Pacheco Buddha. Okay, Gopalako,
Gopalako,
Divasasa,
Divasasa,
Dvevare,
Dvevare,
Pacheco Buddhasa,
Pacheco Buddhasa,
Upatanang Gachi,
Upatanang Gachi.
Might as well do the whole thing. Sunako Pi,
Sunako Pi,
Tena Sadding Gachi,
Tena Sadding Gachi.
So the cowherd, Divasasa, means, Divasa means a day. So this is of a day. Dvevare means two times. So this is two times of a day. In English, we would say two times a day. But in Pali, it comes out two times of a day. Pacheco Buddhasa Upatanang. Upatana means service. One of the meanings is service. And gachi is aorist, meaning based on gachati, to go. So he went. So twice a day, the cowherd went to perform service for the Pacheco Buddha. So, for example, early in the morning, maybe the cowherd goes to the Pacheka Buddha's hut and will sweep the floor, sweep the grounds, check the water supply to see if he has enough drinking water. If the water is running low, he'll go to the well and fill up the, because they don't have taps in those days, so they fill up a, what do you call this, jug with water, drinking water. And make sure that everything is in order in the Pacheka Buddha's hut. Then in the evening, maybe he'll go again to see if the Pacheka Buddha, maybe bring him a flask with tea or hot water. Well, they didn't have tea then. A flask with hot water.
They didn't have tea then?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because there's references to tea all the way back in Sanskrit, some of the...
I don't recall seeing any word for tea in Pali. Anyway, he would have brought some hot drink of some sort, a herbal tea. Okay, so twice a day the cowherd went, literally it's went service, but we would say he went to serve the Pacheka Buddha, or he went to do service for the Pacheka Buddha. Then when he went, Sunakopi Tena Sating Gachi, because the dog always likes to follow his master. So the dog went together with him. Any questions on this? So this is very clear, very simple, Pali. Okay, let's continue.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you have a question?
I'm wondering the dog, where is the dog? In Pacheka Buddha's house or the cows or herds?
No, the dog lives with the cowherd.
Oh.
But when the cowherd goes to serve the Pacheka Buddha, then the dog goes along with the cowherd.
Oh, yeah.
The dog belongs to the cowherd.
I was confused.
Yeah, but the dog, because the Pacheka Buddha every day would give a piece of food to the dog,
yeah.
And so the dog develops an affection for the Pacheka Buddha.
Thank you.
Okay. Gopalo.
Ande, what is the meaning of vare after doing?
Yeah, vare, one of the meanings is a time, an occasion. So in this case, two times, two occasions.
Thank you.
Okay, so continue. Gopalo.
Gopalo.
Ekadivasang.
Ekadivasang.
Pacheka Buddhang Aha.
Pacheka Buddhang Aha.
So Ekadivasang means one day the cowherd said to the Pacheka Buddha. So he says, Bhante.
Okay.
Yada me okaso nubhavisati.
Yada me okaso nubhavisati.
Tada imang sunakang.
Tada imang sunakang.
Pese sami.
Pese sami.
Tena sanyanena.
Tena sanyanena.
Agacheyata.
Agacheyata.
So he says, Bhante, when for me an okasa means, one of the meanings is opportunity, and then nubhavisati will not be. So he says, when I do not have the opportunity, when I do not have the chance.
Sunakam is what?
Excuse me?
Sunakam? What does that mean?
Sunaka.
Sunakam?
We had that, this dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. When I do not have the opportunity, or when I do not have, when I will not have the opportunity, when I do not have time, tada, then, imang sunakang, this dog, pese sami. What form of the verb is this?
Future.
Right, future. The regular verb is peseti, to send. Pese sami will send. I will send. So when I don't have the chance to come, I will send this dog. Tena sanyanena. No, you already recited. By that signal, sanyana is related to the word sanya. Sanya means perception. Sanyana is that which causes a perception. In other words, it's a sign, a signal. That's actually a very rare word. I think this is the first time that I've ever come across it. But it means signal. By that signal, agacheyata. What form of the verb is this?
Appetite.
There's two. Who votes for imperative? Who votes for optative? Who has another suggestion?
Both.
No, it can't be both imperative and optative. It's optative. And notice it's second person plural. But there's only one Pacheka Buddha. Why does he use the plural?
Polite.
Right, it's the polite form. Okay, so he said, and it means come. So by that signal, you should come. Okay. Tatopataya.
Tatopataya.
Anokasa divase.
Anokasa divase.
Sunakang pesesi.
Sunakang pesesi.
Okay, tatopataya means, we already had this, from then on. The two words always go together. From then on, anokasa divase, that's on a day without time, a day when he didn't have the time or didn't have the chance, sunakang pesesi, he sent the dog. So the cowherd sends the dog. Then, so, eka vachaneneva pakandiva.
Eka vachaneneva pakandiva.
Pacheka buddhasa.
Pacheka buddhasa.
Vasanatanang gantva.
Vasanatanang gantva.
Tikatung busitva.
Tikatung busitva.
Atano agata bhavan.
Atano agata bhavan.
Janapetva.
Janapetva.
Ekamantang nipaji.
Ekamantang nipaji.
Okay, so the subject here, so, who is the subject of this sentence? What does so refer to?
The dog.
So, he, that's the dog, eka vachaneneva, that means with one word only, or one statement only. It's instrumental case, with the eva giving emphasis. So, the dog is an intelligent dog, and he must know the word Pacheka Buddha. So when the cowherd says, go get the Pacheka Buddha, the dog immediately jumps up He doesn't just lay there looking with a puzzled expression, what are you talking about? But as soon as he hears the word Pacheka Buddha, he knows what's the problem. So with just one word, one statement, having jumped up, gone out, then Pacheka Buddhasa Vasana Tanang. Vasana means living or dwelling. Tana is place. Gunfa, what form is this? Remember? What is it called? Yeah, absolutive or gerund. Having gone. So the dog having jumped up, having gone to the dwelling place of the Pacheka Buddha. Ti katung. Ti means three and katu means time. Busati, it's very similar to the English. Bow wow, right? bow. So busitva is having barked. Why do we use the word bark, like the bark of a tree, for making that sound? It must have been originally bak bak. And then it got somehow corrupted into bark. So busati is to bark. So having barked three times, woof, woof, woof. Atano agata bhavang jana petva. Okay, jana petva. Can anybody know what? It's a gerund. But besides that, what form of a verb is this? I heard it, I think, Yongxin. Right, it's the causative based on the verb janati. Janati means to know. Janati means to make, or janapeti means to make known. So having made known agata bhavang, agata means calm, and bhava is like the English nis, meaning state or condition. Having made known his, we could say simply, his arrival. Having made his own, atano, his own arrival known, ekamantang, on one side, nipaji, he lay down. So putting it all together. So with one statement, the dog, having jumped up, having gone to the dwelling place of the Pacheka Buddha, having barked three times, having made his arrival known, he lay down on one to one side. Then Pacheka Buddha Velang Salaketva.
Pacheka Buddha Velang Salaketva.
Nikante.
Busanto Purato
Gachi.
Busanto Purato Gachi.
Okay, now we have Pacheka Buddha Nikante. What grammatical form is this? What case are these two words? Pacheka Buddha Nikante. What tense? What case? Locative. So what is this grammatical form?
Locative absolute.
Right, it's the locative absolute. So here it has, when the Pacheka Buddha, having noticed the time, vela, one of the meanings is time, when the Pacheka Buddha, having noticed the time, stepped out, then Busanto, what grammatical form? Busanto?
Present participle.
Present participle, and it means barking. Who is barking? Purito means in front, and gachi, of course, went. So when the Pacheka Buddha, having noticed the time, stepped out, went out, then the dog went in front of him, barking. Pacheka Buddha,
Pacheka Buddha,
Tung Vimangsanto,
Tung Vimangsanto,
Eka Divasang,
Eka Divasang,
Anyang Magang Patipaji,
Anyang Magang Patipaji,
Atta Sunako,
Atta Sunako,
Tiriyang Tattva,
Tiriyang Tattva,
Busitva,
Busitva,
Itara Magameva,
Itara Magameva,
Nang Aropesi,
Nang Aropesi.
Okay, so here I think to translate, we start with Eka Diva Sang, which means one day. The Pacheka Buddha, then we have Vimangsanto. The verb vimangsati, usually it means to investigate. But here it seems to have the special meaning of to test. So the Pacheka Buddha, he wants to test the dog. So one day the Pacheka Buddha, testing him, testing the dog, Anyang Magang Patipaji. Anyang Magang means another path. Patipaji, we could say he took another path. He entered another path. Okay, then what happened is Sunako, the dog, Tiriyang Tattva. Tattva is the gerund, having stood. And Tiriyang means a cross, crossways. So in other words, the dog went ahead on the path and stood across it in order to block the Pacheka Buddha. Then Busitva, having barked, Itara Magam Eva, Nung Aropesi. The verb here, Aropesi, originally is the causative of the verb Aruhati. Aruhati means to enter. And so Aropeti means to make to enter. So he made him enter the other path. The correct path.
Itara Maga Meva means correct path?
Well, it doesn't mean... I'm saying that it is the correct path. Itara means other.
Oh, okay.
Other path, and the Eva is just emphatic. But the other path is the correct path. Because the Pacheka Buddha, he wanted to test the dog. Mm-hmm. So he pretended that he was going to the cowherd's house, but he took a different path. And the dog knows the correct path. So the dog, first he blocked him on the wrong path, then he led him on to the usual path. Any questions on this so far?
Do the dogs get merits for this?
Oh, definitely.
Wouldn't it be great if we had dogs that could keep us on the right path?
You're gonna go.
And he pushes you when you stumble a little bit, gets you back on the path. Nothing's that easy.
Okay, I think we've come exactly to 3:00. Oh. So, any questions on this so far? On the story or on the grammar?
On the story. It's a Yadan. I have to find where exactly that is. Yadame Okaso na Babisati. That one. When I do not have opportunity. That one.
Yeah.
Yada. Oh, here. The second, the first line of second paragraph at the end. Yadame okaso na babisati.
Yeah.
Me is a genitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yadame.
It could be genitive, dative, for me or of me. Of course, these two blend together, so it's hard to distinguish.
Or my opportunity?
It's more like when I, in English we say, when I don't have the opportunity. Okay, so that is it for today. Anything else? I forgot.
Bhatyeka Buddha, is it like the Bhatti plus Eka plus Buddha? Or is it?
Say again.
Bhatyeka Buddha?
Yeah.
Is it Bhatti?
Yeah, plus Eka.
Plus Buddha.
Plus Buddha, yeah. So in Sanskrit, you could say it Prati plus Eka, so it comes Pratyeka. But in Pali, the TY then turns into the double C, Pacheka.